Listen, asshole!
No, you listen, you little bitch. You hang up on me again, I'll gut you like a fish.
I'm your boyfriend now, Nancy.
I didn't mean to startle you.
That's all right.
You know, it's Halloween. I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare, huh?
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
I'm not even gonna swat that fly. I hope they are watching. They'll see. They'll see and they'll know. And they'll say, why, she wouldn't even harm a fly.
Hello and welcome to
the Horror Movie Gang Podcast.
I thought we were gonna get it then.
Nah, never. Never, never, never.
I'm sure you pulled that on purpose.
I did, a little bit. Sabotage.
How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. That's all right, you know, it's normal. Working, sleeping, eating, that's about it.
Life,
really,
isn't it?
Life, yeah.
That's it. But, so it seems it's the end of the COVID, doesn't it? But now it's World War III, so...
Oh, yeah, well, there's a World War III to look forward to, isn't there? Yeah. So, great. I mean, I'm almost like, what's the point of going to work today?
Yeah,
I have a day off. I'm traumatized by an impending.
I might ring
war.
It actually and say that.
Do it.
Look,
try it.
We're all going to die anyway. Can I just sit and watch horror movies?
Exactly. Exactly.
First, how's the horror room?
Oh my god! Yeah.
Surely it's done now.
It's always going to be a work in progress, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it looks good. I'll bang some pictures on Instagram today, so everyone can have a look if they want. But yeah, it's all right. It's good. It's my little hideaway. I call it my happy place. I've got a TV, I've got a couch, I've got all my stuff around me. And yeah, just go in there in the evenings and get away from it all and immerse myself in my little horror collection. And I love it.
So I think we spoke about this really, really early on in the podcast. We kind of started our horror rooms at the same time, didn't we?
We did, didn't we?
It was during COVID. I mean, I've always collected horror stuff.
Yeah.
Always picked some little figures and stuff. But it started to become like a pile in my bedroom. And the wife was not happy.
A pile, it's an obsession.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then,
in lockdown, I thought, do you know what? There's a spare room here.
Yeah.
All that's in there is an ironing board. I could stick a Chucky in it, it'd be fine. And it grew and grew and grew. And
yeah, mine's going to grow and grow and grow. I know it. And the only reason I've got my room is because my other half, he builds a motorbike. So he's taken the garage. That's his.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed in there. That's his man cave. So I said, you can have the garage, but I am having the spare room. And he was like, that's fine, that's fine.
It's mad, isn't it? I wonder how many people in the world have a horror room. I bet there's not many, you know.
But they don't know what they're missing.
No.
I mean,
and here we are.
Here we are. A horror room. Yeah, I'll stick some pictures on Instagram. I think I sent you some pictures. Feel free to tweet them if you want, and people can have a look at it. Go for it.
Yeah, I'll do that. Have you added to it this week?
Unfortunately, I have not added to it this week. I think I'm missing a week's wages this month, so I'm being
right.
I'm being a bit sensible, Andrew.
Oh, so the next month's going to be mad, is it?
I do have my eye on something.
Oh, okay.
Well, I really like masks at the moment, and it was out of stock for a very long time. It's back in stock, and I saw it on the Mad About Horror website, and it's the Krampus mask.
Yeah.
I love Krampus.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, might have to get that.
I haven't got a lot of masks. But, I mean, our films this week, the Chainsaw Mask, is there a decent Chainsaw Mask mask? I don't think I've seen one.
Right, there was. Trick or Treat Studios did quite a few. They've lost the license, I believe.
Oh. Okay.
And they stopped making them. Now, annoyingly, I bought a Texas Chainsaw Massacre mask for a friend as a leaving gift at work because he was mad into the film.
Yeah.
And I bought the last one, didn't realise.
Oh, no.
Mad About Horror mentioned it on a little post saying you have actually bought the last one, so keep hold of it. And it's worth a bomb now.
Is it?
So, yeah, if you can get one, they're worth a bit of money.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was watching the films this week and I was thinking, God, this is crying out for more merch, isn't it?
Yeah, they just don't make the masks anymore. I don't know if another company is going to pick it up, but they're probably not going to be as good, are they?
No, fair enough.
Do you have any merch from it at all?
I used to have... McFarlane figure years and years ago, but I don't know where that's gone now.
Snap. I had that one and it was absolutely years and years ago. All I've got at the minute in my horror room is the original poster framed. That's it.
Yeah, I think the only thing I've got is I think we got an autograph, didn't we, in a bandbox a while back.
Yeah,
we did. Back.
Yeah, ignore me. I'm an idiot.
I think that's it.
Yeah, that's cool.
I need to work on that.
Just buy a chainsaw or something, it'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. Just
bang it on the wall, done.
Yeah, right. I'm on it. I struggle to be in queue. Mm. If I bought some chainsaw, I feel thinking, oh, he's finally going to do some housework.
My other half would be like, you're not touching that. You will cut your leg off.
Yeah, definitely. Now, I don't know if you noticed this week, we've had a bit of chart success again, haven't we?
We've done quite well. I'm really proud of us. I'm patting you on the back.
Incredible. So I look this morning, I'm getting into an obsessive mode and I look every day. So this is an independent podcast chart.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's hard to get into the iTunes and Spotify charts because they're all surrounded by bloody stand-up comedians.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They've all got their own, haven't they? But in the independent charts, we are sat this morning at number 28.
That's pretty bloody good.
You know, it's incredible, isn't it? It's hard to understand, isn't it?
That people actually listen to us.
Yeah, yeah. No, it is, honestly. We started this 18... Was it 18? Was it... Is it coming up to a year?
I think it is coming up to a year now, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You've put up with me for a year. Well done.
I'm getting an MBE for that.
You really are.
The Queen's actually said, yeah. But you've been speaking to Emma.
But the thing is, the concept, I mean, let's face it, we don't really do too much prep apart from have a great time watching a couple of horror films.
Yeah.
I have two pages of what I can only describe as scrawl in front of me. I mean, it's barely legible.
I've got 20 lines,
I think. 20 lines. Yeah, you know, I think the whole, you know, concept is we're just two people chatting about something we like.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
And it works, obviously.
And also, I got sent an email. I sent you this email in the week. This was from Feedspot.
Yeah.
Who have done a list. He's a big, big horror fan. And he's done a list of the top 100 horror podcasts at the moment.
Yeah.
So he sent me this link and I'm thinking, oh, it'd be nice to get right at the bottom, you know. Like 80 to 90.
Yeah, or something.
I'll take it. I really will take it. Yeah. We're number 13.
That's really high. Yeah. I don't think I've got 13th for anything in my life.
No, no. And it's such a good number as well.
I was one of the fat kids at school that came last in the races.
Oh, sports.
You know, on sports day. Oh, God, most no. Definitely. I was always last. So, yeah, that's great.
It's really good. And it's based on, so the charts are based on how many people listen, interactions on social media. So that's a big part of you as well.
Yeah.
The Twitter, the Facebook, and they've compiled this. They've looked at the social media, who interacts the most, who gets the most listeners. And we're currently 13. And for not even a year's work, I don't know about you, but I'm aiming for the top five now.
Oh, number one.
If we keep going.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So, and it's not all down to us, too. It's down to everyone who listens, who's put up with us, too.
I can't imagine.
I know.
That's so weird really that people listen to me.
Yeah.
My other half doesn't listen to me.
Exactly. Yeah. If I'm in an argument now, I feel like saying, I'm number 13 in the top podcast.
Yes. Yeah, people
do
like
you know
me.
Who I am?
People listen to me. You just go back to your garage.
Exactly.
Bless him.
Yeah, so thanks everyone.
Yeah, thanks to everyone who does listen to us, because it does mean a lot to me actually.
Yeah.
It really does.
I mean, it's mental. I still can't understand
it. Yeah, you're nuts, but thanks.
Yeah, so I hope that continues. That's great.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk this week. So a brand new film came out this week, a film that we've watched.
Oh, yeah, it did.
Chainsaw Massacre. Mm. Just wanted to talk. Now, it's getting a lot of hate. Before we talk about the film, let's talk about this. It's getting a lot of flack. So I was going to ask you, is there a snobbery in brand new horror films?
Oh, fuck yeah. Of course. Oh, God, yeah. It's been driving me nuts, mate, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah, I feel every time a brand new horror film comes out, especially a sequel or, you know, a requel, which seems to be the new thing.
Oh, don't even. Look, I think what it is, I mean, we're living in a world of social media at the minute and everybody loves to have their say. And I get that. I love to have my say out, so I'm doing a podcast. Yeah. Everyone does. I get that. But some of them are like so out there, and I just don't think people actually give modern films a chance.
No.
It's comparison straight away. Compare, compare, compare.
It is, isn't it? So while I've been hanging on this morning for the podcast, I've stuck on the Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2.
Okay.
Which was, I think, 1984. Yeah. And Emma, it is dog shite. It is so, so bad. It's so laughable.
Oh.
But if you look at a rankings of the top Texas Chainsaw Massacre films, this is number two.
It's really high, yeah.
And the 2022 one's right at the bottom.
I was
watching that this morning and going, do you know what? It's not as bad as this. But we just seem to be in a thing now where we're just lambasting new horror films.
But this is what it was like with Halloween Kills. It used to drive me up the wall because everyone was slating it, going, it's awful, it's horrific, it's this, that, and the other. And I just think, just sit and enjoy the film. I think you're looking too deep into it. Some of the reviews that I've read are just ridiculous. I don't even understand them. It's all big context words and metaphors and things like that. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, but did you enjoy the film? It can be that simple sometimes.
I mean, I won't talk too much into it, but about it till we get to the review. But there's a scene in a bus, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that scene is getting absolutely blasted. I fucking loved it. I thought it was original. I thought it was clever.
I thought it was so fun.
I suppose it was a bit stupid in posting it on social media, but it's 2022, isn't it? If it was the 80s, exactly. We'd be having Wild Hair and...
Yeah, this is it. It's the day and age that it was made in. What really annoys me is I've read reviews, and so many times I've read people writing, this is the worst film that's ever been made. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Have you not watched Psycho Goreman?
Oh, God, that hurt.
Sorry.
But you're right. We've seen 20 worse films than the film we've watched this week, haven't we?
In the last year. Film. So you're telling me Care Bears, the movie, is better than Texas Chainsaw?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
okay, I agree. Exactly. I think people are just saying things to sound dramatic, almost.
On the side, I can get it, because then I started to think, what was the... You know, all our favourite horror films, and I know I speak for you as well, they're all made in the 80s and the 70s, aren't
they? Yeah, they're kind of art.
So, I understand it to that point of view, but so in that case, should we stop making sequels to classic films? And it's good to watch. You know, I get excited when Halloween comes out and Texas
Chainsaw Massacre, exactly.
But it's never, ever going to get the praise that it got in the 70s and the 80s.
I mean, look, let's talk about Nightmare on Elm Street. I was a bit of a snob with that one and I absolutely hate it. And I can probably say it is one of the worst films that was ever made, was the remake. But I don't want to see these characters die. I don't want to see an end to Michael Myers. I don't want to see an end to Leatherface. And I don't want to see an end to Freddy. I want him to come back again.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so please don't stop making these sequels. And you know what? If you do like the originals, just watch the originals.
I agree, don't stop making them. But perhaps we need to start coming up with brand new ideas now.
Yeah.
So I compared it to, like, you know, so in the 30s and 40s, Dracula and Frankenstein, wasn't there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Then there was a big, big gap till the next big stars, which was probably Michael Myers, Freddy and Jason. Are we going through that now, do you think?
Yeah, probably.
Because our last big stars were Freddy and Jason. Are we going to go for another 40, 50 years till we get our next big?
So who's going to be, like, the cult classics of the future?
Exactly.
Is Psycho Goreman going to come back in 50 years?
Yeah.
Please, no. Yeah. I'll be dead before then, it's fine.
But yeah, it's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I do understand people's point of view, but I think we just need to let go a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you know what? I'm so torn with that. I really don't know. I don't want these characters to die.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I know.
Tricky one.
It's always fun watching... an old character that you loved, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's never, ever going to be the same again.
No. But then this is why I have them all on DVD, so I can just revisit them and...
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I get what you're saying. Hard one.
Should we open up and talk about a classic?
Let's do it!
So, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Vum, vum, now, vum, vum! That's my impression, sorry.
I loved it. I'd never know he rode a motorbike, though.
Oh, God, yeah! That wasn't good, was it? Never mind.
The film which you are about to see is an account of the tragedy which befell a group of five youths, in particular, Sally Hardesty and her invalid brother, Franklin. It is all the more tragic in that they were young, But had they lived very, very long lives, they could not have expected, nor would they have wished to see as much of the mad and macabre as they were to see that day. For them, an idyllic summer afternoon drive became a nightmare. The events of that day were to lead to the discovery of one of the most bizarre crimes in the annals of American history, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh. Now, have you always been a fan?
Yeah. Big Bubba fan. I love the character. I think he's great. I mean, chainsaws. Fucking terrifying, mate. Honestly,
something
about a freaking chainsaw.
It's an unsettling film, isn't it?
Oh,
there's not a lot of films like this where you do feel genuinely uncomfortable watching it.
It is so uncomfortable to watch, and I think that is literally. Yeah, it's the chainsaw thing, and it even goes into gaming world where you've got Resident Evil and you've got the guys with the chainsaw. It all goes, spans back to Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So when did you first watch it?
So I think I spoke about this bloke before. I had a friend at high school. He was really big into horror films.
Yeah.
And he'd buy them, but he'd pay like 40, 50 quid for them. Because it wasn't actually available, was it, for a long time? I think
it was banned, wasn't it?
It was banned in our country, at least.
Yeah.
So I think the first one I think I watched was Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, and it was nuts. Like yeah. Honestly, we need to watch that.
Think we should.
Craziest film ever.
Let's do it.
So I think I watched that first on video, and then I got a really, really dodgy copy of the original.
Yeah.
When I was about 18, I'd say.
Nice.
Been a fan.
Yeah, I think I was a child the first time I watched it. I have this almost semi-repressed memory of sitting there at my auntie's, and I remember certain clips from it and the mask and the chase at the end and everything. So yeah, I think I was quite young. Because it came out in 74, I was born in 79, so she must have chucked it on VHS a few years later.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a brave film to quote 1974, isn't it?
It's a bit full on, really, isn't it, for the time it was made?
Yeah. So if you think, really, is that the first really, really, really scary horror film? Because obviously in the 60s we had Psycho, but this is like another level, isn't it?
This has gone to a whole new level. Guy with a chainsaw, dude. I mean, freaking hell.
I remember it when I was 18 or so watching it, that it was really, really bloody and gory. And just horrific all the way through. But did you know there's hardly any blood in it?
So I think Tobe Hooper said there was like 2 ounces of blood in the film.
Yeah.
Did you read that?
Yeah. So originally he wanted it to be a PG. He thought he filmed that and thought, do you know what? This will pass for a PG.
I think he's reaching a little bit there, isn't he?
Yeah, because there was no blood. I think there was only four people that died. Perhaps one more.
That's nothing.
5 people that died.
Yeah, that's walking the park. That's nothing. PG, though. I mean, I think it's the psychological aspect of the film. It's kind of suggested violence more than actually what you see, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
There's a classic film where it is Leatherface and he kills someone behind a door, doesn't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
A swinging door. They kind of do an homage to that in 2022.
It's brilliant. But I love did you know the whole, the inspiration behind it, the whole film?
Yeah, so this is the murderer, Ed Gein, isn't it?
Ed Gein, yeah, that's the inspiration by the character. But apparently, Tobe Hooper got inspired by a shopping crowd at Christmas time, and he was stood next to a rack of display rack of chainsaws.
Yeah.
And his thoughts kind of zoned out, and he thought, I know a way I could get through this crowd really quickly. And he went home and he started writing it. So yeah, it's kind of, he merged Ed Gein and a shopping crowd together.
Have you ever had that? That thought in Primark?
Oh, fuck yeah, absolutely.
No,
I'd go nuts.
So for our American viewers, Primark is just the worst place ever. I thought you'd like it.
I love it. I do love it.
I go with my wife, but I always go, this is my point to go, I'm just going to go HMV.
It's just madness. People take like clothes off the racks and then they can't even bother to put them on. They just chuck them on the floor.
It's like a jumble sale.
It's literally a jumble sale. So,
I get that.
Yeah, my other half waits outside.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Always makes me laugh when I go through a city centre. There's just masses of blokes like Primark.
Well, there you go. Next time you go to Primark, take a chainsaw with you. Sorted.
There you go.
You'll soon have a very clear path to the entrance, I can tell you.
Yeah, but it is. It's genuinely terrifying. It's uncomfortable. There's a scene I always remember, and that's the hitchhiker scene.
Yes.
It always stands out for me.
Yeah.
Where he's holding like a penknife, isn't he? Cutting his own finger. And yeah, there's something about... And it's not just... It's a group in Texas Chainsaw Massacre, isn't it? It's his mom. It's a full family of nutters.
Oh, they're absolutely nutters.
I think that's where 2022... We'll talk about 22 in a minute. But I think this is where that one lacked.
Yeah.
I wanted more nutters.
I know what you mean. Well, I have this kind of like whole new... I watched it again, but obviously very recently for this podcast. And I kind of saw it in a little bit of a different light. And I don't know if you're going to agree with me on this at all. You're probably actually going to think I'm nuts. But do you not think it's a bit of a home invasion film?
Yeah, kind of. There's a bit of,
But, right.
They have to escape, don't they?
Bubba, as a character, take him. You know, he's obviously got some mental issues. He's been raised really, really badly by his parents. He's got hobbies. They're not conventional. And the next thing you know, you've got a group of very annoying teenagers walking into your house. He's scared. He's vulnerable. No, I'm not winning you over with this.
No, I agree. And there's kind of a bit of that in 2022.
Yeah.
They're all annoying and they've actually stole a house, haven't they?
They've walked into his home.
Yeah. It's the same here as well.
It's just that, it was just a little bit of a... And there's a beautiful scene in the original where... I can't remember if you remember it. He just sits down and takes a breath. And he looks so exasperated and fed up. And he's kind of like, well, I was having a great day. You know, I was playing a bit of Call of Duty. I was chilling out. And these twats walked into my house. Yeah, but that scene where he just takes a seat for a moment. I love it. It's absolutely fantastic. It's
brilliant, isn't it?
Brilliant.
Another classic scene in the original is where they're all sat around having dinner.
Oh, it's mental, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is mental. Oh, it's so what a great good. Family. I mean, that's, you know, I know we all have family Christmas dinners and that, but that would be a great one.
Yeah.
It'd be a talking point.
I mean, there's a town centre I go to regularly, and I think I've seen some of these people.
Yeah. I just, I think one of my favourite scenes is the ending, actually, where she's running away.
It's iconic, isn't it?
I think Sally Hardesty, the character, the woman plays that terror so well. She's like literally, I mean, her voice must have been gone by the end of shooting that film. I mean, she did nothing but scream. I must say, though, White Flares, not a great pick for...
It's the 70s.
Oh, God,
it's the 70s, man. Let it go.
Let it go. Yeah, but that's my favourite scene.
It's a great ending. And she's a... She's a good character, isn't she?
She is as a final good character. Girl. I think she's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, I think she's quite underrated as a final girl. Yeah,
and she gets away at the end. Yeah.
She does.
But the ending bit, I don't know if I'm looking at it in a different light. I always saw it that he was having a tantrum that she'd got away. Maybe he was dancing. Celebrating.
He's dancing.
He's celebrating. She was screaming a bloody lot.
Yeah. Is he celebrating because everyone's left now?
Probably.
He's killed. She's escaped.
These crazy people have come into his home, disturbed his day, and now they've left.
I kind of like Franklin. Franklin was cool.
Do you not find him really annoying? Really annoying.
Nah, it was all right. It was okay.
Did you laugh when he fell down the hill at the beginning?
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, but I love it.
Oh, I
genuinely love it as well. It's a classic. I really enjoyed this week watching that.
I enjoyed it. I mean, I've got it on DVD. I found it in a charity shop for 50p and it was one of the special boxed editions. I was like, I've got to have this. And I put it on. I mean, the quality is crap.
Yeah, but it makes it, doesn't it?
But it's kind of, it shrinks it down to a silly effect. Small screen. So it doesn't even take up the whole of my TV screen. But it's great. Loved it, enjoyed it.
How are we going to score it?
It's a big one, mate. It's going to be a big one. I'm going 9.3, and that is a high score.
Okay.
I love it. It's terrifying.
Are you ready for this?
Go on.
10.
Well,
10. I think it's.
Expect that.
Yeah. I think it's up there with the greatest horror films of all time. It's what a horror film should be. It's scary.
Yeah.
It makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Are there any other films that do that?
There are.
As a horror film?
Yeah, I mean, it pushes every boundary, doesn't it?
It's doing its job, isn't it? As a horror film, it's doing its job.
Absolutely.
So that should put it in the top three or four.
Oh, it's got to be in the top three, surely.
And to be fair, if you look at a lot of lists, horror lists, it's always in the top three or four. So I think we have done it justice there.
I do, and it's a great character. Bubba, what a character. Yeah, great.
Great, great stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay, have you got any news this week?
I have a little bit of news for you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I remember ages and ages ago, you said there was one film that you had not watched. Can you remember what it was?
I can, and it was The Thing, and you made me, I cried, you made me feel sad.
I bullied you, I shamed you.
I've had therapy.
Good, how are you feeling about it now?
Well, I watched it a week
you
later, and
it.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, so yeah. John Carpenter has expressed interest in doing a sequel to The Thing, or some kind of possible continuation.
Yeah.
Apparently, there was something in the works about 2 years ago, and Universal and Blumhouse were developing a new adaptation of Who Goes There, which was the original book, which served as the basis for Carpenter's 80s film. But yeah. There's been nothing since. So for 2 years, nothing's been said. And now there are rumours going around that he is expressing an interest. But when asked about it, he says he can't talk about it.
That's a good sign, isn't it?
Who if he tells says he can... John Carpenter they're not allowed to talk about The Thing?
Ooh.
Brave.
Yeah, but it's positive as well. If he says he can't talk about
something. I hope they do. I mean, I absolutely love the film. It's absolutely fantastic. Necker yep. have just released pictures
I've
of some
seen it.
Very isn't... exciting doggies.
Isn't it beautiful?
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
It reminded me, I think you've got a gremlin, haven't you? A spider gremlin.
Gremlin, yeah.
It's to that scale, isn't it? Quite a big, big model.
Is it a big one? Oh, I don't know.
It looks like, yeah. It really spreads out.
Oh, nice.
Because it's a dog, isn't it? But he's got little claws coming out of each side of it.
Didn't like that scene in the film. It made me really sad. Don't mess with dogs.
Always worse when it's animals, isn't it?
Yeah, don't fuck
but
with
I am going to pre-order that one. I think could be...
It's got to be done.
A big figure. Yeah.
Gotta be
lovely.
Done. Lovely.
You segued lovely there because I'm going on it. Yeah, because did you see that there's going to be a Gremlins Nika pack?
I saw it. It looks so fun.
So, I mean, you talked about, we've got quite a few of these now, haven't we? You've got all the fucking good ones, though.
Gremlins, mate. I'm obsessed. I've got so much Gremlins.
You've got
stuff.
The spider and the bat. And I've recently started, I've got the two Christmas ones. I've got the Brain Gremlin. I've got Greta. I think I've got one more. I've ordered a couple more. But yeah, so in this pack, it's a car.
Yeah.
The pink little Cadillac of Gizmo. There's a mask that one of the Gremlins wears. Was that in the first one?
And it's I think scale, isn't it?
Yeah. And more importantly, an egg. With a gremlin tax from, So I'm really looking forward to that.
I'd love a really big version of the egg.
Yeah.
That'd be
they should
cool.
do that, shouldn't they?
Yeah.
In the corner of your house.
The Flashdance gremlin, isn't it?
Yes.
With the little leg warmers and the very 80s kind of grey off the shoulder top.
Yeah.
Oh, I need it.
Yeah.
I need.
I'm going to pre-order that one. It's looking good.
Do it.
Right. A to Z of horror.
Yes. Let's do it. Jump up, get down, come dance with Del Mel. We're moving our body to the ABCs. Dance nearby, wow. Dance far away, now clap your hands to the letter of the day, clap, clap. What's the letter, clap, clap? What's the letter, clap, 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 clap? What's the letter? 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 The letter of the day. Clap, clap, it's the letter of the day.
Okay, so last week, let's just get the results up. Loads of people voted.
I haven't looked. I've been really good. I've kind of
Oh, really?
I like the dramatic kind of...
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Drum roll.
Loads and loads of votes. I think our most ever.
Ooh, that's good.
So in last place, was Dawn of the Dead.
I picked that one.
13%. Shocking. 14 is The Little Boy from The Shining.
Yeah.
Danny Torrance.
Yeah, I'm doing well here.
Second place. No, I picked Danny Torrance.
Oh, you picked it, didn't you? Yeah. Sorry, I'm don't such worry, an no, idiot.
You're going to like this. This is a good week for you.
Is it?
In second place is The Omen and our young boy, Damien.
Damien.
And top is Dracula.
Dracula. I had to be, didn't it?
I think so. I think that's fair.
I mean, he's such an iconic, massive character. He epitomizes such a huge part of horror. So, yeah.
No, that's fair.
And just patting myself on the back now.
Well done, congratulations. Congratulations. Right. Do you want to go first?
I'll go on then. I will go first. Do you know how many I've got written in front of me? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've got 6 written in front of me.
Oh. Well, you'll have to tell us all 6 because I struggled. Really, really did.
It was pretty hard, to be honest. I mean, there's 2 big ones that have to be. So I'm going to take one of those, if you don't mind.
Go on. I'll take the other.
You take the other one. I'm taking Evil Dead.
Okay.
So Evil Dead, yeah. I mean, what a great franchise.
It's got to be, hasn't it?
Over the years, it's still going on. It's in game world. It's on TV series. It's in film world.
There's a new film coming out.
I'm living for it. I'm living my best life and I'm loving it all. So yeah, Evil Dead, please.
Evil Dead.
Mm.
Try and guess what I'm going to go for.
Oh, let me guess. What could it be?
Yeah, so it's The Exorcist.
It's got to be.
People regard it as the greatest horror film of all time.
Yeah.
We kind of agree. No, I go, sometimes I say The Shining, sometimes I say The Exorcist.
Yeah.
But yeah. If we're going for E, it's got to be The Exorcist.
It's got to be The Exorcist, hasn't it? Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Okay, go on.
So this was quite a hard one because I thought I'm going to go for a character from a film. Now, this is a character I am going to confess I don't know a lot about. Right. I haven't actually seen the film that this character is in.
Right.
But this character has a massive cult following and is quite big. And that is Elvira, the Mistress of the Dark.
Damn it. That
You've
was my
got that
choice.
One, haven't yeah, you? Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, I must admit, I haven't seen a lot. She released a film last year. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, did
Shudder.
She? I don't know.
I
honest.
Watched the last 10 minutes and it's extremely camp.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah.
But people seem to love it. Yeah, she's
big character.
An iconic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, wow. This is a tough one. You've got 6.
I know.
So I just wrote this one down because I couldn't think of anything else.
Okay.
So I've done The Exorcist.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for a concept in a horror film, and that's exorcism. It's been in so many horror films.
That's quite a good call. I love it.
Yeah, you think of all the classic exorcist films.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for exorcism. I mean, I struggled. I won't lie to you. If that wins, I'm going to be very, very disappointed.
I mean, to be fair, talking about exorcism, one of the ones that didn't make it in was the character of Emily Rose.
Yeah, I looked at that, but then I thought, that's a bit of a niche film,
isn't
it? It
is very niche, but it is a good film. I also had written down here Ed Warren from The Conjuring and Ed from Shaun of the Dead.
Ed Warren's good.
Yeah. So
what are you going to go for?
No, I'm sticking with Elvira.
Oh, you've done your... Yeah, we've done our 4 now. Yeah, yeah. So Exorcist, Evil Dead, Elvira, and Exorcism.
Yes.
And they are the 4 things I've got wrote down here. So there you go.
Yeah, no. So, E, what is it next week? Oh, F.
F.
Look at me knowing my alphabet. Like
well,
a big girl.
I wonder what F's going to be.
Oh, I don't know.
Is there any more? Fright Night, maybe? Frighteners?
Freddy. Oh, yeah, Fright Night. Fucking hell, I don't know.
Fucking hell, I don't know. Yeah. It's a good one.
It's a good one. I'm sure I'll have a look. There's got to be some big ones, isn't there?
Well, in the week next week, there's a big film coming out starring the Foo Fighters. Maybe the Foo Fighters could be.
Foo Fighters could be in it. Yeah.
See, I wanted to pick that as my new film this week, but it's not out in the UK, is it anywhere?
Oh,
and it's only
even.
Out in the cinemas.
Bloody not fair.
I know.
We're always last.
Well, we are. Right, should we move on to our new film?
Let's do it.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2022.
Yeah.
So Harlow is a ghost town.
We have a vision for this place. All it needs is young blood.
I don't want to live here. This is a chance for people to start fresh somewhere. Somewhere safe. Hey, guys. You should see this. What are you doing in our house? You really shouldn't be here.
Okay. Right. Mm. It's got a lot of flack.
Snobbery put to one side.
Yeah. I have not seen a lot of love for it. I've seen The Odd Person raw and I thought it was good.
I think, I mean, there is a little bit of love for it. I think a lot of people have been like, yeah, I enjoyed it. You know, at the end of the day, it's on Netflix. I haven't had to pay to go to the cinema to watch it.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it. I think I'm one of the very, very few that really loved it.
I didn't really love it, but I think I said to you in the week, I did not hate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember you sending me a message going, I didn't hate it. And I sent one back going, yeah, but you're not telling me you liked it.
Here's one thing, this might upset you. I thought it was more fun than Halloween Kills.
Oh, I'll get fucked.
No. I don't think it's I don't think it's a far better film because, like you said, it's a Netflix film.
Yeah.
But I had more fun watching it. I think there's some really good scenes.
I'll confess, I've watched it twice.
Right.
That's how much I liked it.
Really?
I really liked it. It was great. I mean, did I enjoy it more than Halloween Kills? Probably not. The only reason I haven't watched Halloween Kills millions of times is because I don't want to pay for it.
Yeah.
Else I would. As soon as it comes on Sky and it's a freebie, I'll be all over that.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, no, I had a great time watching it. Really enjoyed it. It
was I mean,
fun, it was different.
I've got a few things that I thought was a bit shit, but...
Yeah.
Again, we talked about this earlier. It's a horror film. You've got to let it go.
Just enjoy it. Just sit back, grab yourself some snacks, enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
It had gore. It's great.
It had everything a Chainsaw Massacre film should be.
Had a chainsaw.
Had a chainsaw. They should have added more in the family. There was only him, really, wasn't there?
I mean, it's pretty much him that was left. And I'm going to link it into that first weird concept of the first film. You know, you've got these group of millennials.
Who are they?
Oh, they're, I don't know, modern hippies.
So basically, they've drove to the town, haven't they? They want to build a video shop. They want to... build the hairdressers.
Yeah, they kind of want to make it their own,
really,
don't
really
they?
Modern.
Yeah.
And there's hardly anyone there. It's a deserted town.
Yeah.
Apart from, it's like an orphanage, is it?
Yeah, right bang in the centre of town, really weird.
And a mechanic.
Yeah, mechanic. Yeah.
They killed him off far too early, didn't they?
He was a great character.
I thought he'd be like a hero type.
I did. I thought, oh, you know, he's dark and broody and all that kind of stuff. I thought, yeah, he'll survive to the end. Oh, no, he didn't.
No.
Didn't like that. Thought
the kids were really unlikable, though.
And do you know what annoyed me? I don't know if this is just me, and I have
what
read
annoyed
this...
you? Is it the fucking eyebrows of that girl?
Oh, work don't even. Go buy some wax, love.
It was a young girl, and my God, her eyebrows, wow.
Oh, yeah. But I found they mumbled a lot when they talked.
Yeah.
Did you get that? Was that just me? Yeah, there was a couple of times I had to rewind. And I rewind, what an 80s concept. I had to rewind like two or three times and I still didn't understand what they were saying to each other. So I was like, oh, whatever.
And they weren't the brightest of people, were they?
They were a bit stupid, weren't
they?
There
was quite a few scenes where I thought, oh, come on.
See, I quite like the blonde girl.
Yeah.
But that didn't last long.
No.
I actually think the blonde girl's death was probably one of my favourite scenes in the film.
You'll have to remind me, go on.
Okay, so the she's escaping, she's got Leatherface in the back of the police van. Can you remember?
Yes.
He's obviously, the woman dies in his arms and it crashes and she watches him in the rearview mirror, slowly skinning... taking the skin off her face and wearing it as a mask.
Yeah.
Well, at least there's no waste. I mean, recycling.
Yeah, definitely. He's green, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm all for recycling.
What did you think of his mask? This is something that's getting a lot of criticism.
I mean, look, the guy didn't have time to fashion something with a sewing machine. Let's face it. He
put on some makeup, though, didn't he?
Yeah, put on a little bit of makeup. He made the effort. But, yeah, he just kind of slapped it on his face. I didn't mind it at all, to be honest. I quite like the look of him.
Fair enough.
And you have to, I mean, how old is he in this film?
Right, so this is the thing I've wrote down here. So, in the original, I think he was 30.
Right.
Now, it's in real time, this, as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't it? It's 50 years later.
50 years later.
So our heroine, our girl now, she's approaching 70.
Yeah,
so the girl
Sally.
That escaped the Sally, when she drove off, she's back. And it built her up as this really big carrot and she lasted 2 minutes.
Yep.
Well, that annoyed me.
Yeah.
I'm being really negative here, but I didn't hate it. Like I said, it has some good points.
Yeah.
So that would make him 80.
Yeah.
If I can move like that when I'm 80, he must work out.
Oh, I reckon he does. I reckon he goes down to the gym probably once or twice a week, at least.
Yeah.
You know, he's there on his Fitbox at home and doing his step aerobics.
See, they can't keep doing films like this because Michael Myers is now in his 70s. There's got to be a point where you go, do you know what?
I'm 42 and yeah. I'm out of breath going up a set of stairs. So...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was at work the other day and I went to a play centre, you know, where you climb stuff and there's loads of soft play and slides and stuff.
Oh, kill me.
Right. Yeah, so I'm approaching 40 now. I've done my knee in. My knee is like jarred. And I'm frightened to tell people at work. I feel like I said, oh, it was a rugby injury. I can't tell them I'd hurt it in a ball.
I feel your pain. I've pulled a muscle in my back getting out of a chair.
Oh, my God. True what is story. Wrong with us?
What's so, happened? Yeah, but fair play to him. He's 80 and he's still rocking a chair.
Still going, isn't he?
He's still going. I'll be dead by then.
I've been really negative, but let's be positive.
Let's be positive, because I did
love
enjoy
the bus
it.
Scene.
Yeah,
I thought
I
the bus
it.
Scene, which is getting a lot of flack. So a lot of the characters are filming on social media. I love some of the... It was like... Was it on Twitter or Facebook or whatever he was doing?
I think
Instagram,
some kind of like
Instagram
social
Live
media
or whatever,
thing,
yeah. And one of the comments was, oh, look at that, it's so fake.
It looks so fake. Yeah. I was reading the comments. I love that scene. I think the cinematography is brilliant. The beautiful blue-lit background. And you've got this really modern, kind of like really annoying millennials all gathered together. And then in walks Bubba with a chainsaw. I thought it was absolutely
really,
smashing.
Really good.
And he does what he does best. It just went apeshit. And
yeah,
there was lots of little bits at the end.
If we look at the original, it's intense. I think a lot of the scenes in this was intense.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it ticked a box.
Absolutely.
I just keep going back. His family should have been in it, though. There should be more of them.
Yeah, but the thing is, he's so young. Most of his family are going to be dead.
I know.
But maybe some, like, cousins that we didn't know about.
Yeah, exactly. I see the Chainsaw Massacre as a nutter family. I don't just see it as him.
Yeah, I think they really focused on him as a character in this one, didn't they? Yeah.
But you know what? Yeah, it was good.
It was great. It was
good. I enjoyed it.
Okay, so how do you feel about this whole Sally Hardesty v. Laurie Strode?
I think people overreacted. Because I don't think she was. If you actually watched the film, it was not really about her. She literally had a 5-minute scene. I don't know how she's turned into that kind of character, though, because she was really traumatised. In horror, like, I think they focus on people that have had trauma in their life turn out to be really, really tough.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's not the case most of the time, is it?
Yeah, I mean, that's all these like memes.
People are nervous and...
I saw these memes and GIFs and everything, and everyone was comparing her to Laurie Strode. And they were even just comparing the way they looked. And I was like, oh my God, it's 50 years later. Of course she's got freaking grey hair.
Yeah, she's an old lady.
What, do you expect her to rock up in a blue rinse, for God's sake? I mean, I just think it got silly. It didn't bother me at all. I didn't see any comparison between the two of them. They are a world away from each other.
I must admit, though, I did sit there and watch it and go, oh my God, I'm watching a fight between an 80-year-old and a 70-year-old. There's no other film where that would look normal.
Yeah, and of course now people are comparing the scene in Halloween Kills with the fireman, where he lifts up the fireman with the angle grinder or whatever it was, and he's now comparing that scene by scene. It looks...
I didn't even think about that.
Maybe it's just a tribute rather than...
Maybe.
A complete rip-off.
Yeah. Look, it's not... I won't be giving it 10 out of 10.
No, I'm not going to give it 10 out of 10, but I did love it. I did. But I'm sorry.
It's passable.
It's good. It's free. It's on Netflix. Just, you know, just have fun with it. Will I watch it again? Oh, God, yeah. Of course I will.
I probably will, yeah.
I will watch it again.
Okay, how are we scoring it? Do you want me to go first?
Please.
I'm going to go 6.9.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, it's quite high.
I am going to go a little bit higher. I am going to go 7.4 because I really did enjoy it.
Yeah, it was good fun.
It's fun.
Yeah.
There's heads being cut off. I mean, what more do you want?
What more do you want? That's a great quote.
Yeah, I'd write that down in the reviews.
Okay, for next week.
So excited.
Our new film is The Boy Behind the Door.
Ooh.
So this is a film on Shudder. It looks... I don't know an awful lot about it. I believe it's about two young boys who are trapped in their house and are being targeted. It's basically Home Alone.
Okay.
But with more blood and go.
Home Alone with blood. It sounds quite interesting. Yeah. I love it.
So the boys are hiding from people that have invaded the house. An home invasion horror.
I do love a home invasion horror.
Yeah. And our classic, I must admit, it's a film I've not seen.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I thought we'd go a bit different.
Yeah.
Because it seems to be picking our favourites. It is Maniac Cop.
What? I've not even heard of it, mate.
Maniac Cop. Now, I went to that place in October where you're going, the Oricon.
Oh, the Love of Horror. Yeah.
And there was a big love for that film. The guy that stars in it, I think he's... The guy in Halloween 3, he was signing autographs. But there was the fans for that film who were bringing posters and figures and wearing T-shirts.
So you say posters. I have this image in my head, and I don't know if it is relevant to this film or not, of just basically a cop's head.
Yeah.
Is it like mangled? I can't remember.
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah.
I have an image of some throwback from the 80s.
It's a classic 80s poster. I think it's 88.
Okay.
But I remember seeing all these... And honestly, Emma, his line was really, really used. They all wanted a picture.
Wow.
So apparently it's a great, great film.
I'm all up for that. I don't think I've seen it.
No, I really don't think I have, which is a little bit different for next week.
That'd be a nice conversation. Cool.
Definitely. Okay, Emma, thank you very much.
Thank you very much,
next week. We want to be in the top 10.
Let's do it. Let's
keep listening.
Aim for the start.
All right. See you later.
See you later.
Bye. Join us next week for The Boy Behind the Door, the 2021 horror film on Shudder, and classic 1988 horror Maniac Cop. Thanks for listening, guys. You can follow us on Twitter at @gangora. You can look at our Facebook page and our Instagram page. Keep listening, folks.